Hi, this is Samuel Wilkins from Gillingham, Kent in England, and I'm back for another review. Today I'm going to be reviewing a game by PlayingInTheDark.net, and it is called Top Speed 2. Top Speed is a racing game which is very much like the Grand Prix. I'm not sure if they have the Grand Prix in the US, but I do know they have it in the UK. If you don't know what the Grand Prix is where people in cars race each other. Some of you will be familiar with Top Speed 1.1, so I'm going to compare Top Speed 2 with Top Speed 1.1. So I'm at the desktop icon for Top Speed 2, and I'm going to press Enter to start the game.
Playing in the dark.
Use the arrow keys and enter key to navigate through the menu. Main menu. Quick start.
Okay, so that noise you just heard there was the Playing in the Dark logo. Okay, so we're in the main menu, and as you can hear, there's music playing. And the first option we have is Quick Start. That basically allows you to get an idea of how the game works. I'll go down with the down arrow key.
Time Trial.
Time Trial allows you to race against the clock. So I'm going to go down again.
Single Race.
Single Race allows you to race against computer players.
Street Adventure.
Street Adventure, these are tracks that have more action in them.
Multiplayer Game.
Multiplayer Game, this is a new option that's been implemented in Top Speed 2, because this allows you to play over the internet. I'll go down.
Options.
This is also a new option that's been implemented, and I'll go down.
Exit Game.
And there's Exit Game. And I'll go back down.
Quick Start.
And now we're back to Quick Start. Now one thing you can actually do is you can make him interrupt himself like this.
Time
multiplayer game.
Like that. So I'm going to go down.
Exit game.
Again.
Quick Start.
Again.
Time Trial.
Okay, so I'll press enter on Time Trial.
Select the track. Belgium.
Okay, so we have a few predefined tracks. We have Belgium.
The Netherlands. Austria. Germany. England. America. Italy.
And
Spain.
Okay.
Go back.
And then we have go back. So I'm going to go down to America.
Belgium, the Netherlands,
Austria,
Germany,
England,
America.
And press enter.
Select the vehicle. The Blackbird race car.
Now we can select the vehicle. So we have the Blackbird race car.
The Firefox race car. The Feisty Mini. The Cranked Up Quattro.
And they are the four cars. Then we have two motorcycles. We have
the Thunderbolt motorcycle
and
the Wildcat motorcycle.
Okay, so I'm going to go up to the Cranked Up Quattro.
The Thunderbolt motorcycle.
And press enter.
Make a selection. Automatic transmission.
And we have automatic transmission or
manual transmission.
Now, I'm not sure what these two do, but the automatic transmitter is faster. So I'm going to go up.
Automatic transmission.
And before I start the game, I'm going to explain what's going to happen. First, you're going to start the engine, and then what it's going to do is you hold the up arrow key to accelerate, and every so often you'll get curves. So if you hear
easy left, left, hard left,
or
hairpin left,
what it will do is it will go to the right. So you need to press the left arrow key and it will take your car to the left. The same applies with the right. To brake, you press the down arrow key. To sound the horn, you press the space bar. If you crash, you get this sound. So you know that you've crashed. And then your engines will start again. And that's basically it. So I'm going to press enter for automatic transmission and it will start.
Start your engines. 3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, so I'm pressing and holding the up arrow key down. And the gear's going up.
Easy left.
Okay, so it said easy left, so I'm pressing the left arrow.
Left.
And it's now in the center. Now it said left, and I'm back in the center.
Easy left.
Easy left again.
Easy left.
Easy left again.
Left.
Left.
Easy left.
Left. And easy left again.
Only
now you can
two
set
left
how
to
many
easy
laps
left.
You want to.
Left.
Now you can set how many laps
easy
you
left.
Want to. Now you can set how many laps you want.
Easy left. Left. Easy left.
You can have up to 5 laps.
Final lap.
Easy left.
Actually,
left.
You can have up to 7 laps.
Easy left. Easy left. Left. Easy left.
finish.
Okay, so I finished.
Your time. 0:55.5. The best time so far is 0:26.6.
Now you may be wondering why the best record was 26 seconds. The reason for that is you can download cars that other people have created. So I'm going to go up to go back.
Go back.
And press enter.
Main menu. Quick start.
And I'm going to go to single race.
Time trial. Single race.
And press enter.
Select the track. Belgium.
And this time I'm going to choose Germany.
The Netherlands. Austria. Germany.
And press enter.
Select the vehicle. The Blackbird race car.
The cranked up Quattro again.
The Firefox race
car. The Feisty Mini.
The cranked up Quattro.
Make a selection.
Automatic transmission.
Okay, so I'm going to choose automatic transmission. Now, you have three difficulty levels. Easy, which only has about two computer players. Normal, which has about four computer players. And hard, which I believe has about seven computer players. And I'm currently on insane, and I'm going to press enter to start.
You are player one.
Okay, so I'm player one.
Start your engine. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so I'm racing against other computer players. And it can be hard to hear sometimes.
Right.
And I just bumped into a curb. And I just bumped into another car.
Right. Left.
You're in sixth position.
Easy left. Hard left.
Okay, it's hard left.
We're only two left to go.
Right.
Oops, I crashed.
Player Raid is on the tail. You're in last position.
Darn, last position. That's because I crashed. But not to worry, it's a new game. I'll catch up.
Right.
Right.
Left.
Left.
Easy left.
Easy left.
Final lap.
Right.
You're in seventh position. Player four.
Right.
One the race. Player three.
Left.
Finished second.
Okay.
Player two.
Player four
finished
won the race.
You're right behind player eight. Player
easy
seven.
Left.
Finished fourth. Player five. Finished fifth. Right behind player 8.
Finish.
Player 8 finished 6th. Player 1 finished 7th. Player 6 finished last.
Select the track. Belgium.
Luckily I didn't come last.
Go back.
Okay, I'm gonna go back.
Main menu. Quick start.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to options.
Exit game.
Options.
And show you the different options we have. So I'll press enter.
Make a selection.
Controls.
Okay, so we have controls.
Game settings.
Game settings.
Restore default settings.
Restore default settings. I'm just sorting out the microphone because the headphones are a bit hot on my ears.
Go back.
And go back. So I'm going to go down.
Controls.
I'm going to choose controls first.
Make a selection. Select device.
Select device. That allows you to select whether you want a keyboard or joystick. You can have a joystick or other kind of steering wheel. So I'll press down.
Force feedback.
And we have force feedback. That is if your steering wheel vibrates or anything like that.
Assign keyboard controls.
Assign keyboard controls. That allows you to assign your own keyboard controls.
Assign joystick or steering wheel controls.
Assign joystick or steering wheel control. Okay, so I'm gonna go down.
Go back.
Go back.
Select device.
Select device.
Make a selection. Keyboard.
And we have keyboard or...
joystick or steering wheel.
And...
go back.
Okay, so I've got a keyboard, so I'll go down.
Keyboard.
I do have a joystick, but I haven't plugged it in yet, so I don't think it will work at the moment.
Make a selection. Select device. Force feedback.
So I'm going to go down to assign keyboard settings. So I'm going to press enter.
Follow the instructions. Press escape to console. Steer left.
Okay, so we can set the hotkeys, and it says to press escape to cancel. So we have steer left, and I'll press the left arrow.
Steer right.
Steer right, right arrow.
Throttle.
Now the throttle is where you press the up arrow key. So I'm going to press that.
Brake.
Brake, I'll press the down arrow.
Shift gear up.
Shift gear up. Now the shift gear up and shift gear down keys don't seem to work. So I press A for shift gear up.
Shift gear down.
Shift gear down. Z.
Use horn.
Use horn. Space.
Request race information.
And display race information. I'll press tab.
Make a selection. Select device.
And I'll go back.
Go back. Make a selection. Controls.
Go down.
Game settings.
Go down to game settings.
Make a selection. Co-pilot.
And we have co-pilot.
Make a selection. Off.
Off.
Curves only.
Curves only.
All.
Or all.
Go back.
So I'm gonna go down to go back.
Make a selection. Co-pilot.
And go down.
Curve announcement.
And press enter for curve announcement.
Make a selection. Fix distance before the curve.
I'm not sure what that is.
Speed dependent.
I'm not sure what that is.
Go back.
I left those two alone.
Make a selection. Co-pilot. Curve announcement. Automatic race information.
Automatic race information. Now this is where it tells you the race information automatically without you having to press tab. So I'll go down.
Number of laps.
Number of laps. You can select how many laps you want. You have...
Make a selection. 3, 5,
or
7. Go back.
I normally choose 3. So I'll press enter on go back.
Make a selection. Co-pilot.
Go down.
Curve announcement.
Automatic race information.
Go down.
Difficulty.
Difficulty.
Go back. Difficulty.
Okay, so I press down to go back and then up again to difficulty.
Make a selection. Easy.
Now I've already shown you what it's like on insane or hard, so I'm going to show you what it's like on easy and then normal.
Make a selection. Co-pilot.
So I'm on easy and I press enter, so I'm going to go up.
Go back. Make a selection. Controls.
Go back again.
Go back. Main menu. Quick start.
Go to single race.
Time trial. Single race.
And press enter.
Select the track. Belgium.
Now I'm gonna choose
the Netherlands,
Austria,
Germany,
England,
America.
America this time.
Select the vehicle. The Blackbird race car.
And I'll go down to the cranked up quattro.
The Firefox cranked up quattro.
And press enter.
Make a selection. Automatic transmission.
And press enter.
You are player two.
Start your engine. 3, 2.
And there's
one,
a Firefox and
go.
A feisty mini racing.
Player three is on your tail.
Easy left.
Okay, so behind player 3.
Left.
You're behind player 3.
Easy left.
I just bumped into player 3.
You're behind player 3.
Easy left. Left.
You are in the lead.
Easy left.
Only 2 laps to go.
Easy left. Left. Easy left.
Now press tab.
You are in the lead.
Okay, I'm in the lead.
Easy left. Easy left.
Final lap.
Easy left. Left. Easy left. Easy left. Easy left.
Player 2 has won the race.
I just crossed the finishing line. And I'm waiting for the other players to catch up. Now, I'm sorry if the audio is sounding quite funny.
Player 3 finished second.
I obviously didn't set the volume correctly. But it's better than nothing, you might say. Just waiting for the other player.
Player 1 finished last.
Okay, so player 1 finished last.
Select the track. Belgium. Go back. Main menu. Quick start.
And now I'm going to show you the normal level.
Exit game.
Options.
Make a selection. Controls.
Game settings.
Game settings.
Make a selection. Co-pilot. Go back.
Difficulty.
Make a selection. Easy.
Normal.
Make a selection. Co-pilot.
Go back.
Make a selection. Controls.
Go back.
Go back. Main menu. Quick start. Exit game.
Options.
Multiplayer
game.
Going to
single race.
Single race.
Select the track. Belgium.
America.
The Netherlands.
England.
America. Select the vehicle. The Blackbird race car.
Firefox Quattro.
Make a selection.
Automatic.
Automatic transmission.
And press enter.
You are player three.
Okay, so I'm
start
player 3.
Start your engine. 3, 2, 1, go.
Player 4 is right behind.
Okay, so there are 3 players racing. There are 4 players racing me now.
Easy left.
Bumped into a player.
You're in last position.
Easy left.
Layer 4.
I keep bumping into them.
You're in
easy
four
left.
Position.
Easy left.
You're in third position.
Only 2 laps to go.
Easy left.
You are in the lead.
Okay, easy left. In the lead.
Easy left. Left. Easy left.
Final lap.
They're way
easy
behind
left.
Me.
Left. Easy left. Easy left. Left. Easy left.
And I'm just crossing the finishing line.
Player 3 has won the race.
And I won!
Player 1 finished 2nd. Player 5 finished 3rd. Player 2 finished 4th. Player 4 finished last.
Okay, so player 4 finished last.
Select the track. Belgium.
And now I'm back at the main menu.
Go back. Main menu. Quick start.
And now I'm going to show you what it's like with an internet game. So I'm going to go to multiplayer game.
Exit game. Options. Multiplayer game.
And I press the up arrow. And I'm going to press enter.
Make a selection. Join a local network game.
And go down.
Join an internet game.
And go down.
Host a new game.
And I'm going to host a new game. You can actually host a game over a network if you wish to. So I'm going to press enter.
Starting server.
Okay, so it's starting the server.
Select the track, Belgium.
And it's now asking us to select the track. And I did forget to say this, but the street adventures have things that you drive through, such as water and gravel. So I'm going to go down.
The Netherlands, Austria, Germany, England.
Now I'm going to go to
America.
America.
Select the vehicle, the Blackbird race car.
And go down to the Cranked Up Quattro.
The Firefox race car. The Feisty Mini. The Cranked Up Quattro.
And press enter.
Make a selection. Automatic transmission.
And press enter on automatic transmission.
You are player 1.
Waiting for players.
Press enter to start the race.
Okay, so I'm player 1. And I'm going to tell my friend on Skype chat that the server's up so that he can come and join. So I'm going to pause the recording and come back when he joins. Okay, I've just told him and he should be coming on in a minute. While I'm waiting, I'm going to explain what is going to happen. When you're racing, the moves are transmitted to the other player so that the other player knows what you're doing. And to start the race, it said press enter. Now, sometimes what can happen is if someone's hosting a new game and they want to stop the server, what will happen is if you're on the server and you're still playing, it'll say whichever player has left the race, probably player 1, and then it will say
server lost,
so that you know the server's been stopped. And I'm just waiting. So I'm going to pause the recording and come back when he comes on.
Player 2 has joined the game.
Okay, so player 2 has joined the game. I accidentally alt-tabbed there without knowing that it would happen. So I'm going to press enter to start the race.
Start your engines. 3, 2, 1, go!
Okay,
two is right behind you.
And player 2 is right behind me.
Player 2 is
easy
right
left.
Behind you.
Left.
Player 2 is right behind you.
Easy left.
Player 2 is right behind you.
Uh-oh, I crashed.
You're in last position.
Easy left. Left.
Right.
Easy left.
Only 2 laps to go.
Easy left. Left. Easy left. Easy left. Left. Easy left.
Final lap.
Easy left. Left. Easy left. Easy left. Left. Easy left.
Finish.
Player two has won the race. Player one finished last.
Done. He won.
Select the tech. Belgium. The Netherlands. Austria. Germany. England.
Now I'm going to go to Italy.
Select the vehicle. The Blackbird race car. Firefox race car. Mini.
Crank top quattro.
Make a selection. Automatic transmission.
And press enter.
You are player one.
Waiting for players.
Press enter to start the race. Player two has joined the game.
Okay, so he's now in a Feisty Mini, and I'm going to press enter to start the race.
Start your engines. 3, 2, 1, go!
Player two is right behind you.
Easy left. Easy right.
Player two is right behind you. Hard left. And now, right.
I had to hold down the right arrow then.
Player two is right behind you.
Right.
Only two laps to go.
Easy left. Easy right. Hard left. Hard right. Left.
It's hard to regain control when that happens.
Right.
Final lap.
Easy left. Easy right. Hard left. Hard right. Left. Right.
I just beat the horn with the space bar.
Right.
Now each car has a different horn sound.
Finish.
And I finished. He's going past. And he's in front of me. And now he's behind me. And he's just turning. And he's just crossed the finishing line.
Player one has won the race. Player two finished last.
Okay, so he finished last.
Select the tech, Belgium.
Our last game on the internet, I'm going to go to Germany.
The Netherlands. Austria. Germany.
And press enter.
Select the vehicle. The Blackbird race car.
Firefox race car. I'm going to choose the Crank Top Quattro again.
The Crank Quattro. Make a selection. Automatic transmission.
You are player one.
Waiting for players.
Press enter to start the race. Player two has joined the game.
Okay, so he's now joined, and this will be the final game on the internet, and he's in a Blackbird. So I'm going to press enter.
Start your engines. 3, 2,
and he's beeping and trying to the numbers.
You're in last position.
We'll soon fix that.
Right.
Right.
You're behind player two.
Easy left.
Behind him.
You're behind player two.
Still behind him.
Right. Left.
You're behind player two.
And you should know
left.
How it works
Hard
now.
Left.
You're behind player two.
Only two laps to go.
Right.
You are in lead.
Crashed.
You're in last position.
Easy left.
And
right.
The space there was when
left.
I started the race, I was waiting for him to come on.
Easy left.
So I'm sorry
Hard
for
left.
That happening. It's just I was waiting for him to come
Final
onto the race.
Lap.
Right.
Darn, crashed again. I know I'm gonna lose now. Oh well. That happens. Same with the Grand Prix.
Easy left. Right. Left. Easy left. Hard left.
Finish.
Okay, I finished and he's
won. Player 2 has won the race. Player 1 finished last.
Select the track, Belgium. Stop the server.
Okay, I'll press enter.
Make a selection to a game. Go back.
And now I'm going to go back.
Main menu. Quick start.
And now that should give you an idea of what the game of Top Speed is like. If you want to contact me, you can do so by emailing cleverclogs, that's cleverclogs, at gwilkins.co.uk. That's cleverclogs, cleverclogs, at gwilkins.co.uk.